This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Well, speaking of taking care of ourselves, let's chat a little bit about the world of health and wellness with Frances Wong.
Hello, I'm Frances Wong, and I invite you to join me as we explore topics of health and wellness so that you can make the best choices for you to live an informed and radiant life.
Our world seems to be moving faster and faster. And we're just so busy trying to do so many things that sometimes it's hard to stop and take that breather we need. Frances, welcome back to the show. And one of the phrases we hear tossed around all the time is work-life balance. But how often is this actually put into practice? And Frances, what is the outcome of an unbalanced lifestyle?
Thanks, Kelly. Yes, sometimes we don't even know that we need to take a breather because we don't have time to think, but it is so important that we have that break. And while work-life balance is important, I want to highlight that it's not just work-life that can cause burnout. There can be a variety of factors ranging from taking care of elderly parents to running your own business and a lot of other possibilities in between.
So can we start with the definition of burnout then?
Sure. So that's a good place to start. It's important to note that burnout is not considered a medical condition. However, by not addressing it, it can lead to other medical conditions. According to the 11th revision of the International Classification of Diseases, or ICD-11, it's an occupational phenomenon. Burnout is a syndrome conceptualized as resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. It's characterized by three dimensions: feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, or feelings of negativism or cynicism related to one's job, and reduced professional efficacy, probably personal as well.
Yeah.
I disagree with this definition. I think that people who don't have a profession can still be burnt out. What if you're a stay-at-home parent? Yeah, with three small children. I mean, that's a full-time job, but you just don't get paid for it. And you can still easily get exhausted from taking care of three little ones. So today, when I mention work or a job, I'm referring to the task in general that someone is doing, whether it's a full-time job that's paid or it's full-time caregiving. I agree more with the definition by the APA Dictionary of Psychology, which defines burnout as physical, emotional, or mental exhaustion accompanied by decreased motivation, lowered performance, and negative attitudes towards oneself and others. It results from performing at a high level until stress and tension, from extreme and prolonged physical or mental exertion or an overburdening workload take their toll. That's a mouthful. So while end of the year burnout is quite common, personally, I find the stretch from the new year into springtime to be the most difficult. At the end of the year, there are holiday parties and gatherings to look forward to. And let's not forget the short break we get with several statutory holidays in between. But the stretch from new year to spring is kind of that waiting period for summer where we kind of have cold and dreary weather outside. And there's a bit of a gap in holidays. So, I mean, think about it. Even bears don't want to deal with it and they hibernate through winter.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep through this boring time. Yeah, I think the end of the year just seems to give you that wind up of, hey, got through another one. Then you start up the hill again. And some people don't even have the family day, whether if you think about work, if you're a volunteer, it's a heavy duty time. And just taking care of, as you mentioned, the home. I think also, Frances, so many of us judge what we think is, well, you shouldn't be that burned out or tired. Well, you're not doing enough. That's not up to anybody. We all have our own levels and we're in charge of that and doing the best we can and coping the best we can. But you did mention taking care of others, like children or elderly parents, as well as working a lot as possible causes of burnout. What are some of the other causes of burnout?
So as we just discussed, burnout doesn't apply to work anymore. In this case, life factors can also contribute to burnout. And these things include such things as unmanageable workloads, pressures of deadlines, and that could be something like rushing around to take someone to medical appointment after medical appointment, maybe too much work and not enough time to decompress. And spending so much time taking care of other people's needs that we don't have enough time to get our own stuff done. We definitely need timeouts. So taking a day off here or there for a breather is something that we can strive for. And sometimes this isn't possible, especially if there's a lack of support. Say you're the only child and you have siblings, but they're far away. So the responsibility of taking care of elderly parents falls on you. And I'll also add that it could be your own personality traits that are a hindrance and contributing factor. So if you're someone who is a perfectionist and always needing to be in control, that could potentially lead to burnout. So what you said, Kelly, like everyone's limitations are slightly different. Right. So it's important to recognize if those are tendencies that you have and the importance of letting go so that the job or the work is done, even if it's not to your liking or standard of 100%.
So can we talk about, because we've kind of went over what burnout is, all the different ways that it can be caused, and we started getting into the personality traits, but what are some signs of burnout, and are there different kinds of it, because we're not just talking about work?
Yes. So just as you don't get fat from eating one French fry, burnout doesn't happen overnight. You kind of have to keep an eye for some of the signs so that it just doesn't sneak up on you. One of the signs includes the feeling of exhaustion or feeling tired to the point you're drained and unable to deal emotionally with problems around you. And this applies both again to your professional and personal life. Another sign is the lack of enthusiasm or feelings of negativity towards your job. And another sign is the inability to perform your job or your work, as it can be hard to concentrate or handle your responsibilities. There are also mental burnout symptoms, such as feelings, feeling like a sense of failure, losing your sense of purpose, and feeling dissatisfied and incapable. Now, physical burnout symptoms can include a lot of fatigue and a lack of energy, maybe even getting sick more often, having headaches or insomnia, or losing your appetite. These are just a few symptoms, so you have to take a look at the whole picture. Just because you can't sleep at night doesn't magically equate to you being burned out. And then there are four types of burnout, but I think that the most common type is overload burnout, where someone is overloaded and working harder and harder to stay on top of things or trying extra hard in their pursuit of excellence. The second type of burnout is under-challenged burnout. And in this case, the person may be feeling underappreciated or bored at their job. Maybe the person isn't given the opportunities for learning or professional growth, and as a result, the person feels quite bored with their work. Neglect burnout is the third type of burnout, and this is when a person feels helpless, like they're not competent at their job or able to keep up with their job duties. This can be connected to imposter syndrome, where the person doubts their abilities or talents. And the last type of burnout is habitual burnout, and this is considered the most serious phase of burnout, where the person's behavior changes and the mental and physical fatigue is chronic. In some cases, the person may become depressed and possibly suicidal, so it is critical to seek help if you're at this stage.
Okay. You mentioned that burnout can feel like some symptoms of stress, however. So how does stress differ from burnout, or are they the same thing?
So prolonged and excessive stress can lead to burnout, but they aren't quite the same thing. They're almost the opposite. Stress is too much. So too much mental and physical pressure, too much demand on your energy, and too much demand on your time. Burnout, on the other end, is too little motivation, emotion, or care. Like Alicia Yardley said on the employment segment last year, burnout is when your tank is empty. So the person feels depleted and used up.
Yeah. Okay, so what are some ways that we can cope either before we get burnout, because we're now cognizant after listening to this, or once we've hit rock bottom?
Well, let's hope that we can cope before we hit that wall, so to speak. Yeah. If we're able to take breaks, like a day off, or switch out caregiver duties with someone else, then we should do so to remove ourselves from the situation, at least temporarily. Wayne Dyer used to say, when you change the way you look at things you look at change. So I think that if we are in a situation where we cannot get away, we can at least reframe it and view it from a positive lens. For example, instead of thinking, oh, I have to take my child to yet another sports practice, we can think, I'm so lucky that I get to take my child to these activities. Because let's face it, life is short. All the situations are temporary. And in the blink of an eye, your children will be grown up and then you'll be missing the good old days. And of course, it's important to maintain a healthy diet and regular exercise to help with regulating our mood. Engage with friends and family, disconnect from technology, get outside, and consider setting some new priorities and goals. Reevaluate what is really important in your life and make some changes to the way you're living. And while if you still find yourself not coping, seek professional help through your medical provider. And if you work for a large company, some actually will have an employee assistance program that you can take advantage of for your well-being.
It's interesting, Frances, when we think of being overwhelmed, just having too much that we're taking on, dividing ourselves into too many places. It's interesting because you kind of grab onto that one, you understand that one. But that other one that's I don't want to call it the sneaky one or the silent one, but maybe it's more so. I've talked to more people who are just spend their workday, doing nothing. They don't have enough to do. They feel like, what am I here for? People who may not be going out as much because they're at home, whether it's finances, whatever, that keeps them being there. And again, that kind of, there's got to be more to life than this at either end of the stick when you talk about these kinds of things. And it's so sneaky because you say to people, geez, I don't have enough to do at home, or I don't have to, well, I'll just find something to do. And as so much is supposed to come along with that, that it's so easy to turn it on and off. But with that becomes such an unhappiness. What should I be doing? Is there more? And that's a different kind of pressure put on oneself.
Absolutely. I think that burnout is more of a symptom of society today. You know, a lot of companies like to, you know, everyone's looking at the bottom line and saving. So, you know, trying to get trim with their workforce. So you have more people and less people actually doing more work. So that is where the chances of burnout are happening. But yes, we would have to also look at it from the other angle. Are people being motivated? Do they have enough work to do to keep them engaged? So that's a different conversation. But both ends are important for sure.
Yeah. Well, I like to see at workplaces the ability now of personal days without having to say, almost feel like you have to explain how come you need it. A lot of us talk more about the mental health piece of it. I just need a break. I just want to sit home and play a video game. I want to go for a long walk or a hike on a day where there's less stress for me or when I most feel I need it. And I think we're getting it, whether companies are doing it just because it's the right thing to do, or there are HR departments and companies that say, you betcha, because, you know, the better you feel, the better things work for you overall, but here too. Absolutely. Thanks, Frances.
Thank you.
Join us weekly for The Pulse with host Juita Gupta, who brings us closer to issues impacting the disability community across Canada. Watch The Pulse on YouTube or listen wherever you download your AMI podcasts.